Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. If you want to be really stylish in the future, you'll be wearing your gadgets. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. Today is August 12th, 2013, and I am glad that you have joined us here today. We are beginning a three-day technology article, Fashion of the Future, and you can find it on pages 22, 23, and 24 in your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine. And this is really an interesting study of what might be coming down the road as far as some of the devices that you use today. And there's always innovation and changes happening with them. And we're going to be wearing this stuff, according to this article, and wearing it in many different forms. So there's plenty to talk about. So I'm glad I've got two very informed panelists joining me here in the studio today, Josh Mooney and Joanna Wirtz. Hi, panelists.
Hello. Hi.
Great to have you here today. Now, Josh, I know you've done some research into some of these new fashion accessories, yes?
Yes, I have. I can't say I've worn any of them yet, but I have some friends that love some of their early gadgetry that they're wearing, and I'm excited especially about something that'll get me away from my cell phone, Bill, because it feels like my phone is just attached to my hand all day long. And if I could find a way to, you know, alleviate that appendage, meaning like it's almost like an extra hand, that sounds pretty exciting.
All right. Now, you say your friends like some of the things that they use. What are they using?
I have friends that are very excited about their Nike technology, the Plus Fuel Band.
Okay.
And that they are out tracking their steps and they're exercising and constantly monitoring how much activity they're doing throughout the day.
Okay. All right. There's a real-life example of some of this technology being used. Joanna Wirtz, what do you think about all of this?
I think some of it has the potential to be very useful, very helpful. As technology expands, it's good to have new technology to help us keep up with it, help us integrate it into our regular lives. But I also think there's a balance between making your life simple and making your life even harder by having extra stuff to help you keep track of your extra stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a balance, and these are choices we'll have to face as we move on into the future as far as, okay, where does the technology, how does this help me? Having this fashion of the future, but at the same time, is it becoming too much? Is it overcomplicating my life? So even today, people have to face that balance as far as, am I relying too much on technology? Is it interfering too much with my daily life? So more of these choices will come in the future. So let's do this. Get into our reading. Our first day is there on page 22, and we will split it up three ways. So our first reading will be the left column down to line 16.
Fashion of the future. Wearable technology could be the next big frontier for tech companies. A wristwatch that reads your text messages out loud. A jacket that heats up when you're cold. Eyeglasses that display directions as you walk down the street. Gimmicks or fashion of the future. The world's largest technology companies and startups alike believe wearable tech is the next big frontier, and they have been pouring money and research into developing high-tech clothing and accessories. It's a function of time before wearable technology becomes real, and it's closer than a lot of people think, said Gene Munster, senior research analyst at Piper Jaffray. Eventually, wearable technology is probably going to be your most easy access point to your technology.
Fashion of the future. And what does our deck say, Josh?
It says, wearable technology could be the next big frontier for tech companies.
Okay. All right. What do we mean, frontier?
Well, it's like a part of the world that hasn't been explored, something we're moving into for the first time.
Okay. All right. Used to be the frontier was where adventurers would go out, right?
The Old West.
The Old West, or maybe Africa, or, you know, the jungles of Africa, even space, right? The final frontier. Space.
We thought that was the final frontier.
But it's not.
No.
No. All right. And how does our reading start, Joanna?
Well, we start by looking at a bunch of different new sort of technology that you can wear, like, for instance, a wristwatch that reads your text messages out loud.
What's a wristwatch?
A wristwatch is a watch that you wear on your wrist.
I don't
either at the moment. More importantly, I don't think I want my watch telling everybody in the room what someone just texted me.
Yeah, you'd have to be careful because somebody might send you a nasty gram.
Oh, a little awkward, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So a wristwatch that would read your text messages out loud. And what else, Josh?
Well, a jacket. This sounds cool. That heats up when you're cold.
Okay. All right.
So it's got some sort of lining inside that gets it ready for cold weather.
Okay. It actually uses your body heat to keep you warm. And then what else, Joanna?
Eyeglasses that display directions as you walk down the street. How many of our listeners try to find their way down a street by holding their smartphone with some GPS on it? I know I do that all the time.
Yeah, I did it today, finding a restaurant. It's a little dangerous.
Really?
A little bit. You have to, you know, keep your eye on the road, maybe pull over to the side or stand to one side if you need to look at directions.
Yeah, Google Maps. I'm the little blue dot walking down the street and, whoa, look at that. The dot's going in the wrong direction.
Oops.
Turn around.
This all sounds like stuff out of like a science fiction movie, right? Especially the glasses thing where people would see stuff, you know, just right on their glasses.
It's here, Bill. This isn't the future. We're going to mention it later in our article, but Google has brought this into reality today.
All right. In fact, that next question raises a question, right?
Yes. It's gimmicks or fashion of the future. And a gimmick is just something that's invented just to attract attention. There's no real value there.
Okay. All right. We see a lot of gimmicks in the world. Mainly, they're just to get your attention, usually to get your money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a lot of gimmicks. And usually, a gimmick is something that you waste money on.
I think of products that you see on television. You know, the hurry, buy one in the next 30 minutes and we'll give you 17 free.
Right. The magic knife that cuts through everything.
Exactly.
It cuts through steel. And it's like, well, why do you need a knife that cuts through steel in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. The world's largest technology companies and startups alike. So big companies like Apple and Google and then even small companies with one or two people, they believe that wearable tech is the next big frontier. And, okay, we kind of like slid right over that wearable tech term.
Mm-hmm. Wearable just means that you can put it on your body. Hats, glasses, shoes, jackets, these are all wearable items. And then tech is, of course, our much used short word for technology. So putting them two together, it's just combining something digital or electronic with clothing.
They see a lot of promise in this, so they have been doing what?
Well, they've been pouring money and research into developing this wearable tech. Pouring money, that means they're just throwing money at it practically, not spending it you a little bit at a time, but just pouring it. Imagine you had a bucket full of coins and you're just pouring it out.
There's a lot of people that, you know, they think there's potential in this. So not just the companies, but usually their backers, right? Venture capitalists. They're willing to just put money into this and just they're not on a tight budget.
Right.
They're saying spend what you need, right?
Which is an interesting juxtaposition because the fashion industry is notoriously cheap. You know, they don't spend a lot of money on R&D or new things.
Mm-hmm.
They've been, you know, counting their pennies and really, you know, not investing a whole lot in new ways of doing things.
Well, I mentioned venture capitalists. Venture capitalists usually don't get involved in fashion.
No.
No, they're not getting involved in that. They're usually involved in innovation of technology and manufacturing processes. So not clothing. But now we're seeing a marriage of the two. technology, and clothing. So, and we move into some of that thinking in the next paragraph, Joanna.
Yes, we hear from Gene Munster, who's a senior research analyst at Piper Jaffray. He says it's a function of time before wearable technology becomes real.
Function of time. What does he mean?
That is a geometry term or an algebra term. It just means it's a matter of time. It just depends on time. Once enough time passes, this will become reality.
Okay. All right. So, and it's closer than a lot of people think, right?
It is. The Google product I've been teasing our listeners with is here. Mm. And I think it's not just a matter of time. It's also a matter of price, which also is a factor of time.
Yep.
In terms of how these products, which right now are really expensive, that Nike device is several hundred dollars. These Google products are in the thousands of dollars. So once they become more mainstream and affordable to the masses, then I think we're going to see them much faster.
Okay. And Piper Jaffray is an investment banking firm, much like Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. Slightly smaller. They're based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And how does he finish this section?
Well, he says that eventually wearable tech is probably going to be your most easy access point to your technology. So access point meaning how you come in contact with something.
Right now, your access point is that appendage that you've got attached to your hand, right?
Yes.
That phone. That's your access point.
To the internet, to my email, to text messaging, to my camera.
Mm-hmm. And in the future, maybe it might be something in your pocket, in your shirt, or attached to your sleeve, or even your wrist, right?
How about a camera just hanging right over your eyebrow, and you just wink and take a picture? Could be.
What do you think about that, Joanna? I mean, how would you like to be in a coffee shop and here comes stranger Josh walking in? You don't know the guy. He looks at you and he winks and he takes a picture of you. What do you think about that?
Reminds me of all those awkward situations I've had thinking I was having a conversation with someone, but really, they're talking to their Bluetooth in their ear. Oh, that's so awkward when that happens.
Okay. All right. Lots to ponder, listeners. Let's move on to our second reading.
Integrating technology. The idea behind wearables is to integrate technology into everyday basics. But it's more than just inserting a gee-whiz factor into your favorite pair of jeans. Bringing tech into the fold, developers say, will create a more seamless experience with technology that involves fewer devices to carry around and less time rummaging through your purse or pocket. But there are numerous challenges to overcome before wearable tech can become mainstream. Developers are working on improving battery life, scaling the technology down, and making the products affordable. Creating coexistence. Companies also need to persuade the public to accept the notion that digital devices and fashion can coexist in one unit by designing wearables that don't look too techy and figuring out what kinds of functions to embed within the products.
Integrating technology. So, and we've been talking about wearable technology, and we dig more into this idea.
Yes, when we integrate something, it means you combine it. You bring one thing into another. And in this case, it's bringing technology in line 20 into your everyday basics.
Okay, all right. Our everyday basics. What are our everyday basics?
One thing we list here is jeans, but I think what they really mean is maybe, you know, glasses, your wristwatch, jewelry, these sorts of accessories that you could put technology into.
Right, as opposed to wearing some crazy helmet that you wouldn't wear in normal everyday life.
Yeah, something that's so obvious and obviously doesn't match whatever else you're wearing. So, but there's more to this than just inserting a gee whiz factor into that. Now, inserting a gee whiz factor.
Gee whiz is an exclamation that we say or used to say a long, long time ago. That means, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Golly. Yeah.
Golly, gee whiz.
Gee whiz. Look at that. All right.
So look at that gizmo.
Yeah, and again, there's more to this than just putting something in there that's neat and cool, but is like neat and cool for like about a day,
mm-hmm.
and then nobody uses it anymore. We're talking about putting things in that are functional that you are going to be using daily for a long time. So, and we move into bringing tech into the fold.
Right. We use three or four different fashion terms in this paragraph. The first one is into the fold. And the fold, when you bring something into the fold, it's bringing it where it's accepted and where it feels belonged, but also sounds like a clothing question where you're folding your laundry. So developers say it'll create a more seamless experience with technology. And if something is seamless, it actually doesn't have any interruptions. And there's also seams in clothing, too. And if you can't see them, that's what designers are going for, a seamless look.
Okay. So often I will hear also when somebody's in the fold or part of the fold, they're part of a group. We mm-hmm. might say that he's in the fold or bring him into the fold. That's like a closed circle of people, friends or contacts in a business, things like that. And seamless, being able to move smoothly from one to the next thing, segue smoothly, make this experience seamless with technology. And it involves what?
Well, it involves carrying around fewer devices, fewer techno gadgets or whatever, and less time rummaging around through your purse or pocket. Bill, I have a huge, huge purse, and I can't tell you how much time I spend looking around through it for my iPhone.
You're constantly rummaging.
Yes, rummaging around. Where is that thing?
Now, all right, why do you have this thing in your purse and not your pocket?
Sometimes I'm not wearing pants with pockets, or sometimes it isn't a good situation. I don't want something expensive sticking out of my pocket when I'm at the subway, you know?
Okay.
I'm a girl. I carry a purse. It holds all my things.
All right. So you spend time. What if somebody's calling you? What if and then all of a sudden your phone's making noise in your purse? What do you do? You're like scrambling, right?
Uh-huh.
Rummaging through.
Yeah, I'm usually looking for a light. My phone lights up. So looking for something glowing in my purse.
Okay.
How deep and dark is my purse?
All right. So something like this, being able to wear the technology, wear your phone might be helpful for you.
I've seen some people wearing their phones mm-hmm. on lanyards around their necks, and I kind of think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. You can feel it. You can see it. You don't have to go hunting for it. But I don't happen to have one of those.
Okay. All right. Most men have theirs in like in a pocket. It might be in a back pocket in their pants, or maybe a suit coat in the lapel pocket,
yep.
or something like that.
I've seen some guys wear those clip-on phone holders,
yeah,
almost like a holster on their belt.
Right, right.
Not very fashionable.
The fashion police say no to that.
A little bulky. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't fit in well. Fashion. Fashion police say no to that.
The fashion police say no.
All right, that's kind of a funny term. What does fashion police mean for our listeners?
Just means it's unfashionable. There's no such thing as real fashion police, but we say that to make you feel like you'll get in trouble if you wear something ugly.
They're going to give you a ticket if you look bad.
And that is a theme of this article we haven't brought up yet, is that these products aren't just functional, but they do try to be fashionable. They don't want you to look like a big dork,
yeah.
which is something you would describe someone who's not fashionable.
Dork, D-O-R-K. What's
mm-hmm.
a dork?
Just someone who's really out of touch
okay.
and not in with the mainstream. And we've been accused of calling guys with the Bluetooth headsets dorks in the past, right?
Okay, maybe geeks or nerds.
Geeks, nerds.
Something like that. Okay. All right, these are all great ideas, but...
Well, there are numerous challenges, it says, to overcome before wearable tech can become mainstream.
Okay. All right. So there are a lot of things before this becomes – when we say mainstream, used by the masses, large groups of people in the population, developers are working on what?
Well, they're working on improving battery life. Something – wearable technology is not going to be much use to you if the battery dies in 2 hours. Scaling the technology down, making it smaller, and making the products more affordable.
Okay. That is something that, you know, scaling the technology down, I think it's just really a matter of time on that. We've seen that with things as far as think of like the silicon chip and our computers. And once you have this thing, and even phones, which Josh is, you know, talking about, motioning to me, right?
Remember the huge cell phones from the 80s?
Yeah.
They called them brick phones. They had this huge antenna on them.
Oh, talk about bulky. They were terrible. So now we've got this slim thing I can fit in my back pocket. We never would be able to do that with those phones.
That's right. So, and battery life is huge because you don't want to say, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go plug in my pants. I can't leave.
All right. And what Josh had mentioned before, also making these products affordable. It's great that we have them, but you know, not many people are going to be buying Google Glasses if it's $5,000 for a pair, maybe if it's $500 a pair. All right. And we also have to work on creating coexistence. What's coexistence, Joanna?
Coexistence just means to exist together peacefully.
All right. And companies also need to persuade the public to what?
To accept the notion that digital devices and fashion can coexist. So this is that topic we were just hitting on, where we don't want these things to be too techy, as it says in line 11. We want to look like a normal person who happens to be, you know, wearing technology all over their bodies.
Okay. And it's a matter of not looking too techy, too nerdy, too geeky, and figuring out what kind of functions to embed within the products.
Embed meaning to put inside, to integrate with the product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, with the size, there is limitations right now as we speak. And so you're going to have to decide, leave this out, put this in. And so there will be things that are, at this time, missing from some of these products that people might think, oh, I wish they had this, I wish it had that. Well, there are limitations. Let's have our last reading for today.
Different markets. For now, wearable tech is taking off in the sports and health markets. Goggles made by Oakley assist snowboarders via a display that integrates GPS capabilities, Bluetooth, and sensors that gauge jump analytics such as distance, height, and airtime. There's also smartphone connectivity and the ability to locate and track friends via an app.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Joanna Wirtz and Josh Mooney. We're on our last section for today, talking about fashion of the future on page 22 in your Advanced magazine. Different markets.
Yes, we're looking at now a couple of niches of the fashion world where this technology has already been adopted. And two of them are the sports and health markets. And a market is simply an industry where products are bought and sold. So healthcare is a market, financial services, and the sports market makes sense because there are some specialized tools that people are wearing already on their bodies, and some companies, in this case Oakley, have made them digital.
Okay, taking off, Joanna.
Means becoming successful, like you'd imagine a plane taking off. It's just taken off, it's left the ground, it's on its way to success.
Okay, now, who do we read about here in line 17?
Well, we read about some goggles that are made by Oakley, the sunglass company, that a snowboarders via a display that integrates GPS, Bluetooth, and sensors to help you with your jump analytics.
Okay. Have you ever gone snowboarding?
Nope.
Snowboarding?
No, I'm a skier.
Okay. All right. I have gone skiing, but not snowboarding. So, and we've got maybe our listeners have seen or maybe they've not seen snowboarders on TV. They're on one board and they're doing these flips over jumps and they're going down these tubes on mountains and spinning and going flying high up in the air. And usually like in the X Games, we had done an article about X Games a month or two ago. So, but they're going to have, or they actually have these goggles that keep this. Usually, what is the purpose of goggles in the beginning?
Just protecting your eyes from the sun, from snow,
mm-hmm. right,
from the wind.
Now they've got the stuff that display GPS capabilities.
Right. So if you're on a slope or you're on a mountain part of the run where maybe it's not clear what direction you're headed in, you can make sure you're not going to go off a cliff.
And jump analytics.
Well, that's it's a snowboarding term. Jumping and snowboarding just means you're going off ramps, and the analytics can then help you understand or track or monitor things like distance, height, and airtime.
Right. It will help them understand if they've got enough speed to execute the jump, or maybe they need to do something different to help them execute the jump, which could be the difference between succeeding or actually seriously hurting themselves.
That's right.
Yeah, breaking a bone, breaking their neck or something if they don't hit the jump just right. There's also what else, Joanna?
Well, they've got smartphone connectivity and the ability to locate and track friends via an app.
Okay. I'm not sure how snowboarders are going to use the smartphone connectivity or friend tracking.
Oh. Order a pizza while you're taking off the jump.
Hey, which slope is my friend on?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Well, it might be helpful for casual skiers, maybe like Josh and I. When we are skiing, we go with a group of people or something like that.
I'm a professional, Bill.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
If we might go with our friends, our family. You might take your boys skiing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got the goggles, right? You got these Oakley goggles on. And what happens when you do go skiing on a mountain, what happens?
You get split up.
That's right. People get separated. You get lost. And it's not easy to find fellow skiers.
That's true.
But you might have this smartphone connectivity. You could just call your sons up. Where are you guys? Right?
Yep.
Think about it. When you guys in the past, maybe if you've ever gone skiing with a group of people, you kind of lose them. If you don't have this technology, you can't find them.
Well, why you're supposed to wear the balloons. You tie the balloon to your hood, and that way you can see your friend in the crowd, you know, just like races.
Next time.
Not very fashionable.
Oh, I just shot Oakley out of the water. Oakley just got obsolete. Yeah.
The balloon.
The balloons.
The old technology.
Low tech.
Has taken them out. So, all right. So, we see here not only are these goggles going to be helpful for extreme snowboarders, but actually there is an application that does carry over to general consumers.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's actually the theme throughout this. As we examine a lot of this technology, we might think, that's insane. I don't need it. It's for somebody who is specializing in this field. But actually, there are broader applications as we go through a lot of these different products. And we'll see how we can use them. Each one of us can use them in our daily existence. Thanks for being here for day one of Fashion of the Future. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.